your password and press pound. You have 1 new message and 4 saved messages. To review, press 1. First new message sent today at 12 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid-90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of four philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Imagine, if you will, a group of strangers that have never met, sharing personal and intimate details of their private lives with one another. Submitted for your approval, an episode from The Voice Jail.
Welcome to the Message Center. Please enter a mailbox number or wait.
Hey, Lou, this is Laurel.
I'm face down.
End of message, 5 p.m.
Yeah, this is John over here at Kelly's. Can you hear my voice echoing? Echo? Yeah, it's weird.
End of message, 1 a.m.
I'm going to try to break out. I'm trying to break out of this jail. I'm going to try to break out. Oh, no, it's voicemail security.
Voicemail immediately.
No, shit.
End of message, 1:21 p.m.
Or does this include a generous tip? What an outgoing, extroverted motherfucker you are.
End of message, 3 p.m.
Father Luke? Oh, my goodness. You are a priest? You were a priest? Wow, you used the word shit. I was sort of like...
End of message, 5 p.m.
You got a good outgoing, and then you leave it on maybe for... What's good about yours is you have a good one, but then you do the right thing. You change it right away and make another good one or a decent one.
End of message.
I was just flipping through the personal sections in the San Jose Metro, and I had never seen voicemail boxes before. Beside each ad, each personal ad, was a little phone icon and four numbers. And I thought, well, what's this all about? And it gave you a number to dial, 993, blah, 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 and then you enter in.
You may start your message now.
Hi, this is Father Luke, and listening again to the tapes of some of the outgoings I've made over the years, I must confess that I find many of them awkward and ungainly, although even the clumsiest of them has had something, a phrase perhaps, or an idea, an image or a segue that I'm still proud of. But the truth is, the outgoing is simply where voice jail begins, and the seeds of much that has to come after, and much that still has to come, are sown in the messages that you, the caller, leave when voice jail Betty comes on and says,
"Welcome to the message center. Please enter a mailbox number or wait."
In November of 1994, Mr. 115, currently at 2021, phoned me up and asked if I'd like to listen to a few other weird phone numbers. That was Sledgehammer 8819 and Angel at 8016, then known as Monique, and having gone on to become the voice jail queen. Around the same time, Sledgehammer left me some numbers as well, asking if I'd like to listen to the phone. So I did. And a year later, I'd become acquainted with all of them through voice jail, although I'd never met any of them.
Listen, let me give you a voice jail number on one of them calling cards.
Thanks, George. That was George Locke, the man who invented the word voice jail. It all sounds so simple. My outgoings are my own inventory of voice jail hell. But I never inventory the same cell twice. We'll see you at your gate day.
I'm on hold here. Just another normal call, you know. Oh, yeah, we're all normal.
What? What are you talking about? Oh, I don't think so.
Like I said before, it doesn't sound like her all over.
that Spider-Man. That's curious where you got that, KFKC or something. And where's that from? What is that? And I also told him, hey, man, I care about you, and you have to eat more than one meal a day. He gets up at one or two, that is wrong. Did I already say that? If I did, that's because the delirium. That's the delirium. I'm 31 years old. That's not very good. It's very dangerous, and so I'm doing 13 nights. Considered a dangerous experience. I mean, it could be really bad. So, I don't know, man. Did I already say that? If I did, that's because the delirium.
The no-life bitch from hell tries to steal voice jail, part two.
You wouldn't even have to take the class, and your wonderful creative goodies could be broadcast all over the world. Well, no, at least Santa Clara County. So, ruminate on that, why don't you? Talk to you later. So, ruminate on that, why don't you? End of message.
This bothers me so much, Angel. When I heard that I called her up from work when I got the message. She doesn't have a life, Angel, and she caught the spark of voice jail like we all do, and she wants to be a part of it without playing. And you know, and Sledgehammer knows, and Ronald knows, and 115 knows, and I know, and everyone who calls knows that the only way to be a part of it is to be a part of it. You can't take it and put it someplace else and have it be what it is. It's only what it is. And what it is what we make of it. And if we decide to take it and put it on the radio, then it's us deciding to take it and put it on the radio. It's not someone else taking what we have and trying to share it with everyone else. It's like someone trying to steal Picasso's painting by painting it on another canvas and saying, ah, look what a wonderful work I did. Well, so that's Picasso. No, this is voice jail. And when we take it someplace else, it's going to be someplace else. And if we don't take it anyplace else, it's here for us to enjoy. Here for everyone to enjoy. Anyone who wants to enjoy it can enjoy it. It's not something that you can. No, she's not taking the class. And as far as I can tell, she'll never take the class. And as far as I know, she'll never be a part of voice jail other than trying to steal it for herself. And the only way that you can steal it is by giving it to everybody else in voice jail. And the only way you can give it to everybody else in voice jail is by not stealing it. And if you don't steal it, then you're keeping it. I wonder who the fax was from. Oh, by the way, I took deliveries of, I'm sorry about filling up your box, but this just fucking fried my nuts. I'm fucking pissed off. And, just phone answering machines. We can use the best stuff for our radio show and not give them any fucking credit. And we'll just use whatever we want, whenever we want. And it's like, no, you fucking won't. You can try and fucking steal this all you want, but nobody's going to get it. Fucking, I don't even get it. My family doesn't understand. They'll call up and say, who are these people in your box? One person, name one person that you've introduced to voice jail and understands what it is. Name one person that can hear a clip from voice jail and understand the meaning behind it. Chomsky doesn't count. You know what I'm saying? I mean, out of context, mean anything, but a whole fucking radio show within the context of voice jail would make sense. It's like every fucking show would be different, every fucking outgoing that we make is different, but to steal these fucking clips, throw them on the air without our permission, and go ahead and benefit, they're just fucking whoring us out. It fucking pissed me off. So none of my stuff is going to be shared with KFJC without my permission. And once I take the cartridges, those belong to the voice jailers. We are fucking voice jailers, and we're not fucking the ha-ha family from voice jail hell that can amuse the KFJC listeners. I'm sorry, but we stand alone in our own fucking right and deserve our own space, and people aren't going to steal it. So I've said my piece, and I won't ever talk about it again.
End of message. Press A to keep the current message, D to discard it, X to exit. I don't understand that command. Press A to keep the current message, D to discard it, X to exit. User options. Press D to change your greeting, N to change your name, P to change your passcode, X to exit user options. No change.
A good antenna is a must for good FM reception. And the very best reception will be provided by a good outdoor antenna. If you'd like to know more about which antenna to use, Consumer Reports magazine periodically rates FM outdoor antennas. You should be able to pick up a copy at any good library. In general, you want a directional antenna which receives signals from one direction only. Do not, I repeat, do not use an omnidirectional antenna which receives signals from all directions. An antenna designed for FM only will be much better than a combination FM television antenna. I've seen large, elaborate combination FM television antennas, which are not much better than a very simple antenna when it comes to FM, because most of the antenna parts were used for television. If you already have an indoor TV antenna and prefer not to buy a separate one for your radio, try connecting the TV antenna to your FM receiver. If you get good reception, then you can install a signal splitter to connect the same antenna to both the FM radio and to the television. A signal splitter is designed to connect one antenna to two or more receivers. Splitters are available at electronics parts stores such as Radio Shack. Store salesmen can advise you as to which type you need. An outdoor antenna should be aimed for best reception. In most cases, the best reception will occur with an antenna pointed at our FM transmitter, which is located on Mount San Bruno. Mount San Bruno is that hilltop between Daly City and South San Francisco. In some cases, best reception will occur with the antenna pointed in a different direction. Experimentation is the key word here. Experiment for best results. Now, nothing lasts forever, and outdoor antennas deteriorate with age. Metals corrode. The salt fog here in the San Francisco Bay Area is terrors on aluminum. Wind can flex the lead in until the metal breaks. So an outdoor antenna should be inspected annually for damage. We've prepared a little booklet of tips on good reception. If you'd like a copy, please write to FM San Francisco 94110. There's no charge. Of course, if you'd like to become a member at the same time, we'll be glad to take care of you. Until next time, good listening. I'm Fred Kroc.
I like antenna things like important, right? I mean, you shouldn't just like, you know, plug in your TV and like just look at the static. I mean, is that what you're saying? I mean, really? Oh my God! All these years, I could have been watching television instead. I was just watching static. I thought that's what they showed. Kind of wondering how come Bernie Miller just looks like a bunch of static. Wow, this is a revelation, man. I'm just like totally blown away by this. I'm gonna have to go out and go to Radio Shack, man. Oh my God, I always wonder what those things were on the show. The big loops on them and the ears sticking up in the air. Wow, my God.
From
Trần rất đặc biệt, rất lớn chiều nay. Nếu các bạn không gọi cho chúng tôi, chắc chắn các bạn sẽ đánh ngược với chúng tôi trận này.
Question was already answered. I refer to my previous answer.
Do you believe?
Please rewind the tape.
Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic? Do you believe in love? Do you believe in the Jetsons? Do you believe in the Jetsons? Do you believe in Mets? Next time the questions are asked, though, I think you should answer each question as we go through it. You have to do it.
All right.
What was the question? The answer is 42, okay? Believe me, it's 42.
But unfortunately, I am a human being, and I'm in a human world.
Hi, this is Lee at Hook Comfort's office, and I spoke with him several days ago, maybe about a week or so ago. He was going to be talking to Bob and get back to me with some information. So I'm just following up no rush on our end. If he needs to give us a call to set up an appointment, our number is 415-336-9. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm James Ness, and I'm dead. But that shouldn't stop you from coming to my hot new restaurant, James Mason's Hamburger Madhouse. That's right, not only do we serve you hamburgers, we throw them at your fucking face. Come on down today, or I'll give you a beating. Ta-ta.
It seems to have a buzzing sound. I do smell some type of gas in my garage and in my house. Should I attempt to light the pilot light, or?
Are you smelling gas? No.
What should I do? I hear the buzzing, and
I would disconnect the furnace, either at the breaker, or is it plugged in somewhere?
I tried to unplug it, but I can't see it. The lights are out, so.
You have a flashlight?
I have a match, that's it.
I wouldn't light a match.
Come on, do me a favor.
Okay, girl.
Right to his left knee and the condition I told you about. Mr. Simpson is dyslexic.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't.
This was a guy known as the Bay Area representative.
Hey, Steve, is that really you? Is that your love life on this machine? A lot of things going on here. I hadn't heard from Bill lately, so I just wondered how he was doing. And boy, this message that you have here really intrigues me. It's great. I hope your life is as exciting as the message. Anyway, I can be reached at jim@.com. Anyway, so you might mention that to Bill if you want to, or whatever. I'm just dialing random numbers, and he's in New York City to see John Denver. Her and her brother went to New York City to see the sumbitch, and he's an old burnout bastard, as we know, but, they went. What happened is a newsletter that is distributed via the internet, and she has 250 fans in 10 countries. So they considered this, considered her important to tell her about this concert that's apparently going to be recorded for Arts and Entertainment, and she is one of 300 people invited to the concert. I think it's great. You know, I think it's fine. I couldn't dig it, but hey, I'm delighted that she's gone. It's fine. My goodness.
March 4th, 10:18 p.m.
You wanted to know if I left you a message there because you were checking the messages and then you erased them. So, yeah, I left you a complete explanation of this phone call. So when you hear this one, you'll understand everything about what was on the one that was erased because it was explaining this one. All right. By the way, do you know anything about 2012? Whatever 115 is the other one. There's another number. I'll call it and then call you back.
I don't know if my callers care when you got a mailbox. If I had to guess, I'd say that some of them do and some of them don't care. And the only reason that I do anything is because I want to. And I wouldn't do it if it didn't make me happy, and I don't do things that I don't want to do. Tell a friend.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait a moment, you can't go.
Accessing mailbox 4.
Come on.
Hello.
Come on.
Please enter your password.
So it's like that, just like that. It doesn't let my hair blow in the breeze. And that, to me, is essential because if I'm going to be humiliated, at least I'm going to have fun.
Best in her. Send a dream postcard to a friend and she'd be true for you, too. Hail, hail, voicemail.
07 a.m. from...
You had a soul, but it almost lost her mind.
Now she says she knows that you're not the happy kind.
I am.
She says she loves you.
Yeah.
She loves you.
Yeah.
She loves you.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to you. Anything that is only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. She loves you.
Yeah.
She loves you.
Yeah.
It's wasted. We'll talk to you later. Buddy. Talking to you later. Because we're on methamphetamine.
From out of ladies, I'm hurt.
Saturday, 11:55 p.m.
Yeah, I got a million of them. The early morning memories, right, the backs of shadows, mocking the present like the trash that lines the streets. The pavement is wet. It's 1:15. The pain of consciousness pounds away at his skull with sledgehammer velocity. That's all he wants. The pain sledgehammered into his brain. It's 1:15, and the angel of mercy is a long-forgotten dream as the memories ride the backs of shadows like a diseased whore with trick in a cab, pounding away with sledgehammer pistons into the morning as the angel of mercy fades with each waking moment. Father Luke lives in the voice jail. There is no reprieve. I say they're necessarily good. I just said, you know.
You have no messages in your mailbox.
You got any time?
Step right up. Put some love in the jar. Please. Put some love in the jar. Oh, thank you, ma'am. I sure appreciate it. Who's next? Who's got a little love to spare? It's been so long.
So long. I'll catch you in the voice jail.
You've been listening to episode 10 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled Notes from the Nut House. This episode is produced, compiled, and edited by Angel Demonique, with some editing assistance by Phineas Narco. Source material provided by Angel Demonique. Visit us on the web at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks to the National Cynical Network and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.